I take a little bit to come. You got to warm me up.
Yeah.
Treat her like the delicate fairy she is and then ass blast her.
You love getting ass blasted.
I love getting ass blasted.
It's not a punishment. She's like, oh no, shove shit up my ass. What will I do? You have like someone break in. They try to like do that. They like put a broom in your ass to like, and then they're like, wait, is she enjoying this?
Is she coming right now?
You stop and then all of a sudden the moaning stops.
That would be a really hot roleplay scene.
Hey girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
What's up, you filthy fucking stoners? It's another episode. It's a solo episode. It's your co-host, Jamie Lee.
It's Emily Wade. We're back from New York City. Fucking burnt out as shit, but we had a great time.
Oh, I'm burnt the fuck.
I'm smiling, but inside I'm dead.
Yeah, like we were like, fuck, we have to podcast. We've put this off for like 3 days. And I haven't been a human being. I've been sleeping and then I'm like, wow, I didn't sleep enough.
I've been sleeping and shitting and then shitting more and then sleeping. That's all
You've just been a shitty girl.
I've been real shitty.
I love when like we talk with our guy friends about shitting. And like, I like being comfortable, but then every single time they're like, it makes me not want to fuck you. And then I'm like, good, because you're our guy friend and you shouldn't
want to
fuck us.
That's exactly what I want.
So we're going to keep talking about diarrhea and having worms so that you don't think about eating our
ass. I also do it on stage, like for comedy shows. I opened and I was like, I think I got worms of the butthole.
How'd that do?
And there are some, you know, it did not do well. It did not do well. But then we had bikers come in at the end and they liked all of everything we were talking about and our bodies.
Oh yeah, there was, I was like, this comedy show sucks. And then the entire Hell's Angels just come in. And then I was like, am I my mother? Because I was like, wait, do I look okay?
Well, they all walked in. And first of all, I thought five of them were Bert Kreischer. And I was like, Bert Kreischer, why are you here? And why are you in leather?
You're also blind.
I was wearing contacts. I'm not blind anymore. I've been able to see for a week now.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so New York.
New York.
Guys, this is my first time like in New York as an adult. Adult like experiencing New York.
This is my first time more than 16 hours in New York.
Yeah. I spent a full week, 7 days.
I spent 5 days and that was a lot.
It was a lot. And we did a lot. We did comedy. I saw a man. I worked. We did Fashion Week, 2 Fashion Week shows.
I saw a man.
Emily saw a man. I ran into 2 friends that I had falling outs with. One I haven't seen in like 8 years, 7 years.
That's so long.
That's crazy. I'm still emotionally recovering. And we saw Brittany Brave. We ran into so many people in New York.
So many people.
So many comedy shows. We networked like crazy.
I met a lot of autistic people.
We did.
A lot.
And we were like, we feel at home.
I felt very safe. Yeah. Everybody's a mirror.
You saw everyone's a mirror. Good, great way to put it.
I see the autist in you.
Yeah, I was trying to say it, but I'm a little high right now.
I keep saying autist. And I mean it as like autistic person, but it sounds like I'm saying artist, but like with a stupid accent. I'm like, oh, the autist. This is a fine artist. They belong in a museum.
There's a joke there.
There's something there. Write that down.
Yeah. Like you could be like, I was in a, like I was in a gallery and then I just see some dude come up to me and he's like, oh, the artist.
Yeah. You like this artist too? He's like, no, you look really autistic today.
I thought he was from France. Turned out he's a dick.
Oh, the tism got me. The tism got me.
Yeah.
We flirted in New York.
Did we?
I did.
I feel like there's been so many. I thought I had no options. I have too many options. Every other podcast, it's like we're talking to no men. Wow, there's so many men. And then we're like not talking to no one. That just shows they go in and out.
We're just very selective. Also, I don't want to talk to everybody who wants to talk to me.
Yeah. But I also realized like, I don't know. I feel blah.
Yeah, I'm depression.
I'm still emotionally processing New York and everything that happened, so I don't have like any emotions. And we have so much to do that, and like I have to be funny and like with turn on, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, we're doing Laugh Boston with Brittany Brave. She's headlining. We're opening for her October 8th. Get your tickets now; they're almost sold out.
Yeah, we'll probably have her on next week or something
coming up.
Yeah, or like in 2 weeks from now. And then we have our live podcast show in Miami, guys. It's our very first one. All right. It's going to be a lot of fun. October 25th. It's a Wednesday, 8 p.m. And get your tickets. They're on the Miami Improv website. VIP's up front.
MVIP, MVIP. Hey, that's where you want to be.
NVIP, yeah.
Harley's giving me the bitchiest look.
Yeah, our cats are being a little cunts right now because we let the kitten out and they're territorial, but they're much better than the last like round of kittens.
Yeah.
Is there anything about New York we want to talk about? Fashion Week was crazy. Emily, you walked in your first Fashion Week show with me and my first Fashion Week show.
You did a walk for OnlyFans and you did a walk for Chrissy King.
Yes. The OnlyFans one was
a shit show.
A shit show. It was chaotic. I got angry. I cried. I cried so many times on this trip, but we had such highs.
And such lows.
And such lows. Physically need a 2-hour massage.
I think I only cried when you started crying talking about your old friend. That's the only time I cried this trip.
Yeah, it was sad.
It was beautiful, but sad.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after. What was the coolest part about, what did you not expect from walking in New York Fashion Week?
How quick it is. It's super fast. You don't realize it till you're there, but they're like, model, 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 model.
And they throw you out and they're like, go. And there wasn't a lot of direction.
No, everybody's just yelling like different things. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now?
I missed the mark. Oh, the first one.
I didn't even know there was a mark.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, you walked too fast. Like I came back before the second girl even like came out. So I had the whole thing by myself pretty much.
Ooh.
I think that was for the second one.
Oh, okay.
But crazy. There was a lot of cool people there. There was like Tyler Yahweh and another artist. They were like performing while models were walking.
Like Victoria's Secret used to do.
Yeah. And so that was really cool. I wish I got to like go out while there was like an artist because I feel like I would have interacted well. That's more of like my forte than like modeling. So when I was like trying to model, I also realized you have to focus on your face. Mm-hmm. And like then you're like, are you like holding your body right? Are you walking right? There's so many things. Don't fall in your heels.
I was so focused on my body that I wasn't thinking about my face and I look like fucking stupid.
For the OnlyFans one, I was singing. Yeah. I sang singing along to the music. So they did slow-mo and my mouth is going.
Oh, Harley scared again because I started singing.
And I was like, well, there goes that video. It was like fun and no one's expecting
me
just
to get the back
be
of
a
you
model. Yeah.
Not the front.
Yeah. I was like, thank God it didn't like capture that much, but
I need to get a picture of this.
The cat. What was your favorite part about walking in New York Fashion Week?
Being done with it. Getting off stage. I was like, oh, this is great. I can get into comfy clothes now.
Oh my God.
What about you?
It was terrifying, but I'm really good at like transmuting my emotions into good. So like the moment that I got out there, it was like all of that anxiety and fear and insecurities and all that shit. It was like, it's go time. And I was able to like turn it on for what was on for me.
Yeah.
And like the confidence, like looking back at the video, especially the second one and like me walking out, mm-hmm. I was like, oh fuck. Like I was meant to be out there.
Uh-huh.
Or like on, like just, it was cool to see that part. Because you get to see yourself in a different light that you don't normally get to see yourself in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, especially as a comedian. And then I forgot that I'm like, sometimes I forget I'm like sexy.
Well, we had to turn off the sexy.
Yeah, we had to turn off.
Because we were getting banned for being sexy.
Exactly. So it's really nice to all of a sudden like turn on the sexy and be like, oh yeah, mama still got it. Little reminder.
I love having it off.
I do too. I don't like it.
I don't ever want to.
It was so stressful. You wouldn't do it again.
With clothes.
Yeah, I wish I got to do like the streetwear. We weren't prepped. We like didn't. We were told it wasn't bikini, and then both things that I did and we did were bikini. And I was like, well, I'm on my period, bloated, around some of the biggest influencers and shit and people, and I just have to rock it. And this is so vulnerable with hundreds of cameras around you in a full standing room. And I'm like, well, this is me. So I gotta, you gotta own it.
And you
know,
look great.
Yeah, it was cool. And then I had like an old comedy friend. We brought our comedian friends to come watch us and hang out.
Of course.
Which was really fun. Shout out Brad Stoll, who's been on our podcast. He had a funny episode, who took our content for us.
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
And Dave Caggiano.
It was nice seeing him. He was like who I came up with in comedy. Mm-hmm. He opens for Colin Terrell on the road. I don't know if anyone knows that. Uh-oh. I wonder if he's a Boston guy. I'm not sure. But I think he might be.
Okay.
Boston to New York. We're doing multiple shows a night.
Yeah, New York comedy,
different level of comedy.
It's insane.
But also better rooms. So we were doing good there.
Better rooms, more rooms, the quality of the fans, like the guests and the, what is that called? Audience members. The quality of the audience members is way better than in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people go there and they're like, oh, I went out to see comedy. Even if it's not a famous comedian, I want to see somebody funny.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they came for comedy.
In Miami, we're at bar shows and they're like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
In New York, everyone's trying to make it. Miami, they're just trying to make it to the next BBL appointment.
Yeah, or they're just, like, thinking about the club after.
Yeah.
I definitely could see how people get much better in New York, but I think that there's something about Miami comedy. So we did Brittany Brave's documentary. We got interviewed for her documentary at her show. She sold out the Comedy Shop.
Twice
in a night, like, 60-person room.
She did an hour both times, which is insane.
Yeah, and we did the 10 p.m. show because we had another show before. But, what was I going to say about Brittany? Oh, so everyone was there, like, for Brittany. Mm-hmm. And, like, that show as well. Like, when you have a audience who's there for, like, a specific person.
Yeah.
And then the fact that we're on that show, it's because we're her friends and we, like, vibe well. So their audience is obviously going to vibe with us.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that room was cool. That was my best comedy set I've ever done.
I like that room. That was not my best comedy set. I got off stage and started crying.
You cried getting off stage and I cried getting on to stage.
Circle of life.
It is the circle of life.
It's the circle of life. But I was crying in the street and all the comedians were like consoling me. And I was like, I just want to be alone. Like, stop trying to help me, because they would come towards me. And you know when somebody knows you're about to cry and they look at you and then you cry harder? That's what kept happening. And then Chase DeRusso, I don't know his name.
Chase DeRusso.
He wanted to keep it that way, so I won't learn his name. But he saw me crying and he was like, let's go for a walk.
He's such a great human.
He's great. And we were walking in Grizzly Pear to go on stage and he was like, you know what we need right now? Shrooms. And we go into a fucking smoke shop. He buys a fucking chocolate bar of shrooms and we just take shrooms together and then go to Grizzly Pear.
Those shrooms are from like a bodega?
Yeah.
We did bodega shrooms?
Yeah, we did.
Because I'm sitting in there like, processing the fact that I just saw my ex-best friend from college who ghosted me, and then we saw each other and it was like nothing happened, and then we were like said I love you bye and like hugged.
Yeah.
And so that's what before I got on stage, and so I'm processing that, and then you come up and I knew you left to cry, but then you come back and you just hand me chocolate and you're like, and you're like shrooms, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be a night for both of us.
So I gave everyone shrooms. I was shrooming hard. Really hard. But I wasn't seeing shit. I was just
feeling. And then Shay came before his like midnight show and we were like, we're on shrooms. He's like, I'm gonna go. And we were like, all right, bye, Shay.
I did feel like he hated me. And I was like, okay, well, moving right along.
He's just like being sober and being good, and we're like not the best influences. We're on vacation. He was chill about
he
it.
He knew what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't feel like a vacation.
We saw all of our favorite comic friends and like made new friends.
Yeah.
Ran into a bunch of Miami people. It was like so full circle. And I was like, why haven't we gone to New York sooner? Oh, because I'm a Grinch.
I love New York.
It's a lot. And the Uber scene is way too expensive.
Well, that's why I like taking the train.
I think I spent like $800 on Ubers.
I spent too much that I didn't
because I looked at my bank account and I put $4,000 in my bank account and I had to add another $1,000 because I was in the negative. And I was like, how did I spend $4,000 in a week?
It's very easy to do.
Like,
it's very easy to do.
That's a, that makes no, like, I think I have bills coming out too, maybe. I don't know, but something was wrong. And I looked at my bank account and I was like, oh no.
Yeah, I was paying bills in New York City. Getting shit done. You know how we do.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We did Loud About Nothing podcast with Sebastian Canelli and Robbie Nunez. We did Guys We Fucked with Corinne and Christina.
That was fun.
Both those episodes should be coming out soon.
Emily and I did separate episodes for Loud About Nothing, so you get double the content. Mine's a little more serious, and Emily's is hilarious.
I love both of them. They're very funny.
Holy shit. We were talk about thinking you're healed, and then I realized I like pushed a lot of my emotions down about a situation to make it easier to deal with and just like move on and accept. Yeah. Like my ex best friend, he was like my best friend from day one of college, like hour one. Mm-hmm. And we met and he was like, you're the funniest person I've ever met. And I was bullied for not being funny. And he gave me that confidence to just like be weird and be myself. Aww. And then we were like, are we going to be best friends? And it was like, yeah, to the very last hour of college. We were there through everything. It was super platonic. He helped me through every breakup. I helped him through every breakup. Like, we've been through a lot. And then post-college came. And we always talked about being famous together. And we, like, and breaking free of, like, the 9-to-5 traditional route. And we both are doing that. But we just did it separate. And he just ghosted me. After 4 years,
I would be so hurt.
It was like 4 months after my dad died.
Oh,
and I didn't even realize it was right. I was so heartbroken that I lost him that I didn't even realize that I lost him like right after losing my dad. And then it's like post college. That's when I went like homeless and shit and was like going through it and had no one. So it was super hard. And I just had to, I remember like flipping out on him, like randomly being like, why don't you talk to me? Like, and I would hear nothing. I'm like, did I do something? Oh. Like, and I finally saw him, which was surreal. And it was like, we were instantly like immediate, like how it was catch up. And then he like left. And right as he was leaving, he's like, I'm sorry. I didn't stay in touch. So he like addressed it. And he was just like, I was going through a lot and like whatever. And I was like, it's fine. I was like, that hurt me. And he was like, I know. Like, I apologize. I was like, it broke my heart. And then just the fucking tears come and I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to go on for Britney's show. And he's like, all right, I have to go anyways. And he's like, don't cry. And I'm like, now I'm starting to cry and I can't help it. I'm like, okay, bye. And then I get into Britney's show and they're like, you're on first, 5 minutes, go. And then I get interviewed for the documentary and I'm like, what the fuck? I texted him when I got back, just saying like, it was nice to see him and like, whatever. It was like, I sent the message as if like that would be the last time we talked too, because I don't know what to expect. And then he didn't answer for like a day. And I was like, oh my God. And then he responded and he addressed why he stopped talking to me. It was just like so nice, but it was still like, there's so much
history.
And I didn't realize now I have to like reprocess the leaving. Cause I also never thought I would see him. If I'm clusterfucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would clusterfuck me. Oh,
it's kind of crazy. Like, that was harder than losing my dad.
If my day ones from college left, I would be so heartbroken right now. I'd be so heartbroken.
All mine did bitches. And I left them too, but like this one was the one that I never thought I would, because all the plans were us to do this together, like do our own thing separately. And then him saying like, well, I like cut everyone out to like redefine myself in the city. I was like, why did you have to cut me out to do that? You know, that's like hard. Because then I'm like, what about me was going to hold you back, or you felt that? And then you have to like face, that's like a mirror in itself.
Yeah, there's more conversation to be had between you guys.
Yeah.
He definitely asked so many questions so he could avoid the inevitable what happened conversation.
Yeah. And I didn't want to like taint it by asking, but like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
you don't like think about that. So like, I remember like, I felt like it was the end of the world too, like not talking to him, but we both stayed so aligned on our paths that they reconnected.
Yeah.
Which is also like a beautiful thing too. Like for anyone listening, it's not always the end of the world and not everything is so black and white,
but it feels like the end of the world when you're in it. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world though. You are your own sun and you are your own star and you will continue shining regardless of who comes in and out of your life.
Yeah.
And it's hard accepting that.
I think like part of me knew, I was like, I'm going to become who I'm going to become. And he's going to see that. And then we're going to connect when I'm like at that level and more healed. And that is ended up being what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I also hate that too. Like it sucks knowing that you have to like work on yourself and become someone to be like something to someone or be valuable to them.
I don't think it's that's what that it feels like. Valued.
That's what it feels like.
I'm sure it does.
I was like, wait, was everything a lie?
He also seems like, and everyone's a mirror, because I recognize this, because I recognize in myself, like an avoidant, like when it comes to conflict. Maybe he didn't feel like he could talk about like how he was feeling about himself, you know, to other people, so he had to find new friends. And then you avoid somebody for so long and it's like you have to, you can't go back to them, you don't know how to broach that topic. And if you are a conflict avoidant, sometimes that can go on for years, as it has in this case. And it's at the longer it goes, the harder it gets to talk to them.
I know. I put myself out there again, because I put myself out there like a lot to get ignored. And I didn't react well. And then at one point I was like, well, my reactions are definitely warranting not getting a response anymore. It was like, I'd be like talking to myself, like one of the weirdos in a DM. And I'd be like, hey, fuck you. You're ugly anyways.
I didn't even like you.
Yeah, I didn't even like you. We weren't even good friends. Oh, I don't know. Man. It's hard. Because then it's also like, there's a lot of forgiving I have to do on my end.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like, I hope we can still be friends. And obviously my answer is like, I forgave him immediately when I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like one of those things when you have like deep love for somebody, like as a person, and like always have, like it was like instant forgiveness. But at the same time, I have to forgive for me to like establish a friendship. And that's hard to like let that go after so long.
It's like when someone cheats on you and then you have to let go of the cheating to continue the relationship. But it's really hard to let go of those things.
Because even though it's just a friend and like he was just my friend, there was never like romantic stuff.
Yeah, but that's a relationship.
And it was still like heartbreaking as if it was.
Yeah, because you tell somebody. Them everything. Like you share your most intimate thoughts and all of that with all your friends. Maybe you're not fucking your friends, but it still hurts when you leave them or they leave you.
I also too, like, I mean, when do you have like platonic guy friends that like just like also love you for you? And like I remember when we saw him again, or when I saw him, I looked at you and I was just like, the connection there is so pure at its core. Mm-hmm. Even though like clearly we're both like going through stuff, and I was like, oh fuck all of these guys in a romantic sense, because until I can find a connection that's pure like that platonically and then romantically, I was realizing like all the guys I've been talking to, nothing compared to just like what it felt like to be like safe and accepted and like friends and then like, close with somebody.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I haven't felt that in so long.
I hadn't either. And I was like, oh, that's a reminder. Because he was the only person I really felt that. Him and then my other guy friend from college. But they were both like my platonic guy friends.
I don't think I've ever had a platonic guy friend.
Yeah, but then I wonder too in the future, like years later, I'm like, is it platonic? Because the other one made out with me and then we stopped being friends right after that. After he made the move, after years of being like, I don't like you. So was anyone ever platonic? You know,
no, there's always the possibility.
But still, I would rather that type of friendship and then know that they want to fuck me than like not have that level of friendship while fucking somebody.
Yeah, I like the level of platonic where like you give me magnesium tablets so I can shit. And then I can tell you about how I shat. Like, yeah. That's a friendship I want.
And then I shower and you eat my ass.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about friendship here, okay?
I thought we were talking about relationships. But we want a baseline of friendship in relationships. Yeah. Because, like, the friendship, that friendship made me realize what I want in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
My relationship made me realize what I don't want in a friendship.
What's that?
I don't want anybody busting in on me while I'm shitting and trying to sit on my lap.
Okay, Emily, we're smoking. We just took a break.
What question?
Yeah, what tits? None. You have none. Maybe you should get a boob job.
I'm actually thinking about getting a boob job.
Yeah, you should get them bigger.
Like implants?
Bigger.
Yeah. Probably like a
36 cc. What does that even know what that means?
I need 200 cc's. I'm flat as a board.
You want
Trevor? Can you ever just like yes or no? I've asked you.
I think I just
times.
Leaked. I'm like, did I get my period or is that my wet pussy?
Oh,
I just she got to go away now. It's fine.
Thanks for rubbing your pussy juice all over the mic.
I'm literally like, there might be a wet spot.
A snail trail on the microphone. Are we listening to your pussy? Grrrr, grrrr. I'm calling to her.
Is that a snail trail?
Grrrr.
What is it? The world may never know. Okay, should I snap? I'm going to try to snap this.
Yeah, just go for it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Mama didn't raise a bitch.
Those are the alarms going off for what I'm about to do.
That's the end of the world going on right now. You hear that thunder? The lightning? You can't hear lightning. Why can't you hear light? I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Hey. Oh.
There's no way.
Yeah, it's too thick. Okay. That's what I was asking, Trevor.
Holy. I'm already going to... Here, it's your turn.
Oh, God.
I literally need to go back to the... I need to go to the bathroom. This pussy's too wet.
All right.
Are we in the clear? We're
good. That's what my asshole sounded like last night. Ready? Ready? Yo, I can't stop shitting. I really don't know what to do at this point. Like, I'm just telling the world, praying for a solution. Okay, I'm never taking magnesium again. I don't get constipated. I don't know, do people do that? That sucks. Do you get constipated, Trevor? Damn.
You're Jewish?
Do you put cum in your laxatives?
Tums.
Jesus, I was like, semen? How does that? Actually, I think I'm allergic to cum because every time I swallow a dude's cum, I have explosive diarrhea. But I'm just going to say, mama didn't raise a bitch, so I'd be tooting a lot. I'd be shin. I don't think we're recording. I was just talking to Drew.
Oh, we're recording.
Are we recording?
Oh,
on both cameras?
Yeah, that better be on there. Yeah, they're hot.
That was your snail trail.
I put a panty liner on because Let's just say she's wet right now. And this, I'm single.
Oh.
Just so you know, they say as you get older, you know, like she's not as fertile. I'm 29 and she's going fabulous. She's fabulous.
She's fertile.
She's fertile and fabulous.
Submissive and breedable.
She's 30, 40 and thriving. But
I'm
yeah,
25 yeah, depressed no, I, and dying.
Yeah, just soaked through my underwear. That was fun. But, you know, we got the podcast goes on.
That's why you don't wear underwear.
No, because don't. I would have got it on the couch.
There's like a way you can sit so you don't.
Nope.
I've mastered this.
No, yeah. No, there's no way.
No, there is.
There's a way you can sit so your wetness doesn't.
Yeah.
Emily, that's because you have a fat pussy, okay? I wasn't
what
gifted.
What does my fat pussy
with,
have to do
I
with this?
I wasn't gifted with the thick gates holding in the
Arby's wings.
The milk. I wasn't. You have.
It keeps the secret sauce in. The
golden gates. Their little pork bun gates.
Not pork bun. Like those soft, like bao buns.
The bao buns.
Is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew Schultz said there's two types of pussies. The roller coaster kind. And then the pork bun. Okay, you got a pork bun.
I got a pork bun?
Okay.
Is that bad?
No, dude. It's now I'm a self-conscious fat pussy. I have like a bird beak.
She's, a bird beak?
She's like she's a little parakeet.
You just open your legs.
She makes noises when you want to sleep. And she's...
So you have roller coaster pussy.
No, no, no. My clit's hidden.
You're a third choice.
I have a pork bun that's been half eaten. Okay. It's not the full sides of the pork bun.
They got the crust,
they cut it. They left the crust off. Okay.
It's for an autistic kid.
Oh, that's God.
What your pussy's for, basically.
No, she's cute and dainty.
No, you're
right?
A beautiful pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've definitely seen it.
You have.
Oh, yeah, I have.
I've seen yours, too.
Yeah, I was full puss out yesterday.
Sometimes you just walk out, and I'm like, well, good morning. And then I was like, why were my eyes automatically at vagina level?
Okay, do your eyes have, like, tracker mode, and it's just to the crotch? Mine are to the butt area. I'm like, do you have a donk, yes or no?
I think, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, wait, why was that the first thing I noticed before I made eye contact was that your puss was out?
Well, because it's such, like, a change from the normal. Like, why was my puss out? Couldn't tell you.
But, like, okay, back to keeping the wetness in by your fat puss. All right, what are the important stuff? How do you keep vagina fluids in when you don't wear underwear? Like, I wear underwear for an extra level of protection, mm-hmm. and sometimes I also need a panty liner because that shit just likes to say hello at the worst times.
Damn. I don't know.
Like, I've tried not wearing underwear with dresses, and then mm-hmm. I've stood up, and then it's just the circle mark, and I have to walk somewhere.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't either.
I can't do that.
But some bitches do that. And I tried it and I was like, I'm not a bitch who can do that.
No.
I drink too much water.
I
I'm
also
too
get
hydrated.
Swass. I'm a swassy girl. Living in my swassy world, okay? You know what I'm saying? I be swassing it up.
I have so much swass too.
She's swassed and ready to go.
She's swassed and ready to go.
Waxed. Wait, what is it? Vaccinated, waxed, and...
Vaxed, waxed, and swassed.
I'm swassed and assed up, man.
You use axe?
No. Why? I was just axe?
Wait.
Like a body spray?
That what you said?
No, is it ass?
Assed?
Ass.
Oh.
But it's so funny that you bring up axe, because I was just talking about an axe commercial the other day, and I haven't heard of that since like middle school.
That's funny, because maybe like a couple guys ago, he had axe body spray in his bathroom, and he was like 33 or something.
I feel like axe body spray.
He was in his 30s, and he had axe body spray, and I was like, we're going to look past it. We're going to look past it.
Oh gosh.
I was like, my brother used Axe body spray.
It smells good, honestly.
I know.
The thing is, you have to use it in moderation.
Yeah,
and middle school people did not do that.
No, no. He does like a little spritz.
Yeah.
So it's enough man.
Oh, I love a good man.
I also just love a good pheromone. Like, I just like men's natural smells. Like, I love
sniffing a boyfriend's armpits.
Oh, God. Yeah. I love me a good armpit.
Get me in there, bro. I want to be all up in your armpit.
They think I want to be on their chest to be all cute. Nope. Nah, I'm in there for the pit. I'm like, he smells submissive and breedable.
Something's dank right now, and it's not the weed we're smoking. I love armpit smell.
Like, good, but like, it's just like, man, after the gym. Like, I remember being like seeing a guy after sports, and then they come off and there's like mud on them because they like rolled around, like tackled somebody.
Oh, they were just dirty
and then
men.
They have like their natural like sweat smell. I'm like feral. Like, I'm like a cat in heat.
This is why I'm obsessed with rugby players. Rugby players are so fucking sexy.
Yeah, rugby.
They get all dirty and up. Love you.
But hockey.
Fuck me.
They're missing a tooth.
If you're missing a tooth, bro, I'm missing my pants.
Yeah.
Like, they're gone.
We both have things missing. And our dads.
You can... What's a hockey pickup line?
A hockey pickup line?
You can slam your goal into this puck any day. No.
Your goal into the puck?
We're high. Give me that AG. Put the HE in the double L hockey stick.
Is this how you flirt?
Yeah. Honestly, I get really weird and awkward.
Me too. And then all of a sudden, guys are like, why are you being weird? I'm like, I'm not being weird.
You're being weird.
And then they're like, now it's awkward. And I'm like, and then I don't say anything and I wait until it like goes away.
No, I'm like, I'm being super weird right now. And I just like blather. I'm like, I don't know what's happening right now and I can't stop it. So this is going to be fun. Yeah. If I'm like comfortable around you, I feel like I don't. No, I don't know. I have to get over the awkward phase first of a crush. I'm like, I'm too much of a...
Yeah, I get awkward. And then they're like, why are you being like that? And I, and I'm like, because I'm nervous. And they're like, why are you nervous? And then I look like an idiot. They're like, oh, she's insecure and I can manipulate her. And I'm like, you're not supposed to know that.
God damn it. They got us pegged.
I'm not like insecure. Like I'll feel really confident in that moment. But like something about like intimacy and like getting too real. And I know it's about to get sexual.
Okay. I'm just going to like sound this out.
You know?
Okay. It's not insecurity and as though you're not confident in yourself, because intimacy and insecurity is like a different thing. It's where you're not feeling 100% safe in the intimacy or you're not ready for it. It reminds you of a situation in which you got hurt and you can be insecure in that, because that's where I'm at.
That was so real.
I'm incredibly intimate insecure.
Yeah.
Intimately insecure.
I think that's it too, because it's like we've given our hearts and when they get mishandled, then you're in a situation like that and you're like, oh, this feels like this is a moment where we could bond. And like usually those moments to us signify like getting deeper with somebody. But danger. Like some people are able to talk about their stuff and it doesn't. Who was I? We were talking about this with somebody. Was it with Brittany Brave?
Yes.
Like about how men can talk about like their trauma or like tell stories, but it actually doesn't mean that they're being vulnerable with you and actually getting deeper with you. So they're not having that bonding moment. They just think it's like they just get to talk about themselves.
That's something I noticed in
myself. And you think that you're like bonding with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, that was such a moment. And then they ghost you and you're like, what happened?
No. And the person I was talking to about that was also a man, which is why I brought it up in this situation. And I had said it to him because it was something I recognized I do. Like I can be very cavalier about trauma and pain and situationships I've been in and joke about it. But does that mean I'm actually processing it or have I compartmentalized it under humor and I'm not actually dealing with it?
Yeah.
And this week I realized I need therapy.
Well, so that's, yeah.
Time to go
back. That's what my therapist, when I first started therapy, that's what they said to me. They were like, you're really good about talking about your trauma, mm-hmm. but you're not good about talking about how it makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Or like what it means, like what the trauma means. Like you're a good storyteller is what they'd say to me. And okay. I could just talk about it. And everyone's like, you're being so deep and vulnerable. And I was just like, no, this is just the facts.
Dun dun.
They're like, that's really intense, like what they, you know what I mean? I'm like, well, it just is what it is. But I couldn't talk about how, you know, being abandoned by my parents and family and then my like how that's going to affect my friendships and being abandoned by people and all these cycles. And now I'm 29 years old and those same patterns are popping up, which I thought I was healing, but it showed up in a different way because somebody came back.
Dude,
that's crazy.
Dude, I'd be so fucked right now if I saw my ex, if he came back into my life.
You would be so fucked. That means you haven't healed shit.
Exactly.
Emily, what are you doing?
No, I was just thinking, like, what if I ran into him in Boston? That would be a lot.
No, but I think if I ran into, like,
but then would I
baby
be
daddy or whatever?
Yeah.
He the
is
one
that
with,
his code name?
I don't know. I forgot his code name. So the one with the kid.
I think it's New Hampshire.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, baby daddy.
I think I'd be fine because I'd be like, ew. You know what I mean? Like, because I've healed that one, I feel like. You know, I say that I'm not in it, but
I need therapy. I got to go back. But I need a therapist that doesn't re-trigger me. Who's like, okay, let's start at the basics because I'm I feel like I'm rebuilding at every level that I enter in like healing or whatever, like my journey, another chapter. I have to restart at the building blocks for that level. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's always like, it's literally a level. It's like a video game. Like, we start at level one and then like, that's when you become self-aware. You know what I mean? It's like becoming self-aware and then you know what I mean? There's all these levels and it's starting over. So it constantly feels like you're new at something.
It's like, I start at zero health every level I get to. I'm like, oh man, I got to rebuild that shit back up.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you could, I don't know. Yeah, we're too self-aware to just be ignorant.
I'll get there one day.
You're still young.
You got time, girl.
I'm like, honestly, you don't, though, because I'm like 4 years ahead of you, and I blinked, and I was 20.
Gone.
I, like, seeing, like, Dan or whatever.
You're 22 again.
I was 22 years old. I'm 29. I turn 30. In like 5 months. That's crazy.
That's so soon.
That's very soon.
Oh shit. We got to start planning.
So like, that's a long time, but it felt like I was that age, which means I blinked.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
I blinked and that was 7 years.
I listened to music and I'm 19 again.
But I did heal like... most of that in like 2 years. It started like, you know,
I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and I'm gonna be 30, which is, I think about that every day.
Time doesn't exist though. I'm getting younger. I was thinking about this and like 30, when I was a kid and I thought about 30 year olds, they seem so old, but 30 year olds now
are babies.
We're babies. We're literal babies. We're so young. We have so much time in life ahead of us. That's what blows my mind when people get married in their 20s and start having kids. Like, that's such an outdated way of thinking and living, because like, 30s, we used to die like 20 years later. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because not a lot of these people marrying young are marrying like their soulmate, where it's like, you're so in love with them, why waste time? They're just kind of settling.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're expected to do. And I have been there. I get it. Okay. We've all been there. But we have so much life to live. It's nice being single.
The married people listening are like rethinking their marriages right now. And honestly,
good.
And that doesn't mean break up in your marriages, but that also means shifting like systems in the way that you think and live, because you have so much life to live. Like, there's people who are like, I just think about it when I'm not like working out, right? I feel so old. Like, I feel my age. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm old. I can't move.
The moment I start getting creaky,
the moment I start working out and I can do things, I feel youthful. Yeah. The moment I'm like confident and stuff, I feel more youthful. And I'm like, oh, there's so much life ahead. And when you operate like from that youthful mindset, life is so much more fun.
Go to a trampoline park, go to the zoo, go to the aquarium, make art, just have fun, live your life. I want to take pottery classes and go to the aquarium and volunteer for the zoo. And actually, no, the zoo sucks. They don't let you feed anything. So that's dumb.
That is dumb.
I'm glad you agree with me. Thank you.
We're like, I'd only be going there to like touch the animals, and you're going to put me like on the sidewalks passing out flyers.
Yeah, fuck no. I don't want to talk to tourists.
No. I want to get potentially bitten by a lion. Okay. Put me in the cage. I got this.
Our hand would be so small in a lion. They would chomp that thing off.
No, but I know in my heart and soul, I know with every fiber of my being, if you put me in a cage with a lion, give me an hour, it wouldn't eat me. And we would become friends.
Is this a well-fed lion?
This is a well-fed lion. But either way. Yeah, like, it's a zoo lion, so it's fed, like,
okay, whenever they're fed. Okay, so it's a well-fed fed lion. Okay.
Okay. I'd befriend it.
I think I can make a lion
Eliza Thornberry
happy.
The fuck out of that lion.
I would rather be with a
cheetah. I'd be riding the back of the lion, and people would be like, how did she do it? And then you would have been like, I always knew she was a little weird, but something.
It's the touch of the tism in her.
I'd befriend the lion, and I know that, and no one can convince me otherwise. Harley is a chunky girl. Harley, it's time to go on a diet, sweetie.
Me too.
I don't even think it's a diet. I think it's exercise. She needs an exercise regimen. See, guys, life can seem like you're really old if you're not exercising. And so this is all you have to do. 10 jumping jacks. Here's how I got into working out. It actually really worked. This was like one of the things that I practiced. If there was like a flight of stairs to three stairs, like three, mm-hmm. okay, something small, I took it. I took those and I walked the stairs. I also would do 10 jumping jacks randomly throughout the day. So I would just like wake up and then I would do like 10 jumping jacks. That's so easy to do 10. And then when you do the first 10, like randomly, when you get that spurt of energy, you have to do it right then and there. You just do it really quick, 10 jumping jacks. And then before you know, you do that 10 times during the day. That's 100 jumping jacks.
I used to, during the commercials for like TV shows, I would do like a HIIT exercise, like 1 minute round of different like stations. And I would be like every 15 minutes, I'd be doing something. If you're binge watching a TV show, that's you working out for fucking 30 minutes.
Yeah. There's something though about like when I'm watching the TV show, I'm like glued to the couch. Like that's my, like I'm dead. So it's much harder for me to get myself up. That's why like, but I get random spurts of energy that's just like chaotic throughout the day. This might not be everybody. If you don't have like ADHD or like a chemical imbalance or like a bad childhood, I don't know. But like randomly, like I'll be tired and have no energy. And then like 15 minutes later, I could be like a crackhead. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I get the crackhead energy, I'm like, just do it.
It's time to go.
Or if I like sit up and I'm like, oh, I have enough energy to do one, I just do one. And then I'm like, all right, you pussy. You just did one. You're not going to do the another one. Pussy. And then that usually works.
I also yell at myself.
Yeah.
But all my coaches have been so fucking nice. None of them yelled.
Okay. You didn't. Wow. We're so telepathic.
No, I was going to bring that up.
I love you. Wait, really?
Wait.
What were you going to bring up? Thing? Because I have a topic that I was going to bring up and it's about that.
I have a topic to bring up about that.
About coaches and stuff?
Well, vaguely.
Vaguely. Wait. I was like, are we telepathic? Do we pick the same topic? Okay, you go first.
What's your topic?
You like set it up like you knew what I was going to talk about. Like it was a clip. That was...
Well, yeah, we talked about it earlier. Did you know that bodybuilders use butt plugs so they can lift harder?
This is a different topic.
This is a different topic.
This is a different topic. But like you set it up perfect for my next topic. Okay.
Oh, damn.
Hugo.
Wait, if it's, oh yeah, I can just cut it back to where, okay. All right. Did you know bodybuilders use butt plugs to like help them lift harder?
One more try.
Harder? All right. Did you, what the fuck was that?
You know that bodybuilders can use butt plugs so to help them lift harder.
Harder.
You know bodybuilders.
Did you know that bodybuilders fucking put butt plugs up their ass so they can lift harder? Did you fucking know that, kid? They put butt plugs so far up their ass they can fucking clench them.
Little Johnny in the fucking gym parking lot getting ready for his fucking weightlifting class
right next to the fucking packy, bro. You ever went to a gym class next to a packy, kid?
Why is there a liquor store? Why is there a liquor store next to a fucking public school?
Listen, you want to get a Sam Adams, get a little brewski going before the gym session, bro? We've
all been there. This is why all the kids in Boston are fucking retarded kids.
Yeah, they're a bunch of...
No.
Bleep.
That's how Boston people talk. I was just acting. It was lines that were given to me by my manager.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Trevor. Judaism. All right, should we start that over? Like, did you know that bodybuilders use butt plugs?
Did you know that bodybuilders use butt plugs?
It's a fucking... bench harder. Actually, they don't use it to bench because you can only use it when you squat.
Wait, it's for squatting?
It's for squatting to get a deeper squat.
No, but I feel like I would push the butt plug out.
Or maybe you would
have clench
you
ever had
inwards.
A butt plug in and been fucking, and then your like contractions push the butt plug out?
Yeah, but are you getting fucked while you're doing a squat?
No, but you're like you're squeezing and like pushing through your heels. So I'd feel like I pushed through my heels, and that butt plug would shoot out my pants.
That's what
someone would thought I took a shit, and I'd have to explain, no, it's a butt plug, and that's even worse.
It's definitely not better.
They'd be like, she's shit, projectile shit. And then I'd be like, no, it's a butt plug. And everyone'd be like, what?
It's vibrating. It's fine.
Why is she shaking? You like hit a PR, you just start coming.
Dude. I live in fear every day. I don't even do squats like this, but I live in fear every day that I'm going to piss myself while squatting.
I have.
Nice.
I feel like anyone who has like been a gym person, tell me if I'm wrong. You've accidentally farted like squatting, or like if you're a girl, maybe like peed a little. Oh. It's probably different for guys peeing wise. I don't know how dicks work, but like for women, yeah.
I feel like I've queefed. Well, stretching.
Yeah. Like you open it and like it just the perfect pathway for it to come out. Where you squeeze a little too hard and you're like, I guess I had to pee.
Yeah. Or I'm going to come in the case of corgasms.
Have you had a corgasm?
No. Sounds like a good time.
I've done like workouts where my body uncontrollably shakes though after for like 20 minutes, like as if I was having an orgasm. Mm. But I'm not like orgasming. But sometimes that's happened, and I think maybe it was. But it was like I worked my legs so hard that they were like shaking, and I like couldn't stop my lower half from shaking. And I was
like, I get that.
And I like recorded it for OnlyFans because I was like, I'm uncontrollably shaking and I can't stop it.
It's like after sex, the fawn legs that you get.
Yeah. But I get that after a workout. And I'm like, what do I do in the gym? And someone's like, is that girl coming? And I'm like, yes. OnlyFans.com.
For the listeners who don't know, corgasms are when you activate your core so much that you feel like an overwhelming like sensation throughout. And people describe it as feeling orgasmic. And I've been seeing it a lot on my TikTok of women like recording their corgasms. I'm like, I feel like this is a little intimate, girlfriend.
Wait, there's corgasms on TikTok? Let me see. I'm such a perv.
What does it look like? We'll put up a video.
You know, I'm literally looking up corgasm. Okay. When you have a corgasm for the first, is this what I've had? Then after I lifted? But they're doing it from their core. I guess I do utilize my core when I do like hip thrusts.
Have you ever like came so hard that you get like corgasms?
I didn't even see anything everywhere. I learned it happens with leg extensions too. Okay, so it does happen with leg stuff. Oh, she is.
She's coming.
Wait, that's what happened to me.
Oh, you had a corgasm.
Wait, I have had a corgasm. I didn't even, is it an orgasm or is your body just shaking?
I don't know. Let's Google corgasm. Okay, corgasm.
They look like they're coming. They're coming at the gym. This is why women gyms.
The corgasm workout, the revolutionary method for better sex through exercise, is a book by Debbie Herbenick. Herbenick. I gotta say, I would not listen to sex advice from somebody named Debbie. But she has, you know, a book about it if you need to read.
And this is what I say, like, we're not aging, guys. We're aging like fine wine. We're becoming younger and more youthful, and life is changing. And things don't have to be boring and lame. You don't have to live vicariously through us. You can have corgasms and spicing up your sex life.
Yeah.
All right. And men, if you're listening, your lady can have a corgasm and you should show them and spicing up your sex life.
Can men have corgasms?
Probably. I've made men come from not.
Trevor said yes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I've made men come and have orgasms without ejaculating.
Like a dry one? I've had that too.
Like just from like teasing them and like they come and they're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So when then they finally come, it's like insane.
Yeah.
That's hot. Yeah,
that's so fun to do.
Okay, so when we were talking about coaches, and I was like, I have a similar topic.
Yeah.
So there was a situation, we're talking about like relationships and stuff, especially because we do have like an older audience as well. But how like a wife or a girlfriend can like nag their husband or like be like, they have to talk to them about stuff over and over and over, and the guy's just like, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. And it's not until you're yelling at your person and like yelling at your man that they are like, take it seriously and actually listen to it. Mm-hmm. And we're like, why the fuck do I have to yell at you? Or why do I have to be upset for you to take me seriously and mm-hmm. take this as like a serious issue? And then men get upset about when women react that way.
Yeah.
Don't, not even realizing they're preconditioned. The husband said in this TikTok that I watched, that men only respond when they're yelled at because they're preconditioned to do that from their dads and their coaches. And then think about it. Anyone goes in the military, like anything that you're a male and there's an older male, like they yell at you to get you to listen.
Yeah.
And that's how you respond. So if someone's not yelling at you, men don't know that they have to do it, like that it's like, or they'll get in trouble. They have to be yelled at.
Okay.
Whereas that crazy?
Women are raised to anticipate problems. And, like, look out for shit like that.
Yeah, because that's what moms have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it's interesting as a man to even be self-aware that that's kind of why. So that you know, like, maybe I didn't take her seriously because she didn't yell at me. Not that it's not a problem.
I'm seeing so many self-aware men on TikTok.
I love it.
Taking accountability for shit they're messing up in their relationships or shit they haven't learned yet. And they're actively learning for themselves, which is the hottest thing you can do.
There's
Google something that's so sexy to me and go to Reddit, figure it out from there.
Yeah. Oh, he goes to his phone and actually uses a search bar to figure something out instead of being like, how do I do this? That's hot. There's nothing sexier though than a man who is a self-aware king and like takes accountability. If I see a man take accountability without even someone prompting him to, I am wet.
That's so fucking hot.
That's so hot. Self-aware kings, we love you. And our DMs are open. Okay, but I thought that was a really interesting topic. Because I was like, do I just start yelling at men now?
They like being yelled at.
They do.
Men like when women like argue with them and like get aggressive almost. It's like the feminine aggressiveness that they find so hot.
I was just FaceTiming a guy. Granted, he's from Massachusetts. So like, I feel like Mass guys like this, like a Boston bitch who just like fucking. So he was like saying something. I was like, and we were like, he started yelling. And I was like, nope, we're not fucking doing that. Nope, nope, fuck no. Mm. Like, I was like, nope, cut it out. Not that. All right, back to what I was saying. And he like liked that.
Okay. That you know is what a I very mean? Massachusetts
it's
thing,
very,
though.
I'm like, we're not fucking doing this. And like, some guys would be like, you're not my mom. But like a Boston
some guys
guy
are like,
is
you
like,
are my mom.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
so
a
hot.
Boston guy's like, my mother used to talk to me like that.
Oh, if I ever found a man who talked to me like my mother, I would marry him tomorrow.
Hey, you fucking whore.
Yeah, I like being degraded.
I'd be like, Mom, I want to go on birth control. And she's like, you're a fucking whore. I knew it. I was like, I just have bad periods.
I got my birth control in secret.
Really?
I never told my dad. I went to my doctor's office and was like, I don't want my family to know. They don't bill your insurance. They do this for women under 18.
I didn't know that.
To get safe birth control. Yeah. I Googled it.
Love that.
No, I'm just kidding. But that's like most people don't know about that. And that's super important. Like for young women who don't feel safe in like their home environment.
Yeah.
To get access to birth control so they can be safe in other avenues.
You're like, here's how to access birth control. And I'm like, fuck birth control. It's horrible for your body. They're poisoning us.
They are.
Oprah.
You know what would poison your life more? A child.
I love doing callbacks from other podcasts.
I am that child.
Yes.
I ruined my mom's life.
Why?
Well, I'm sure that's what she's
thinking. She told? Yeah. I was like, is that the story she told you?
No, not even. But that's what the story she's telling other people.
That's what my mom says. She was like, she would always be like, you kids ruined my fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, you chose to have us. And she was like, I'm not your mother. And I'm like, you are though. you're kind of stuck for the time being.
My mom disowned me and I said, okay, bet.
Yeah, I had to disown my mom. She was like, you're never leaving me. And I was like, how do I escape?
I gotta go.
How do you tell a guy is good at sex before you have sex? Like, what are some things that you notice about a guy that makes you know that he's good at having sex?
A big nose.
A big nose.
A big nose. I just automatically assume you're great at eating pussy.
Okay, so you think a big nose doesn't mean just big dick. It means eating, like, good at eating pussy.
Oh, you're talking about big dicks?
No, I was saying having sex, but usually nose is related to dick size.
Oh, no, I view it differently. If you got a schnoz and you know how to use it, hit me up, bro.
Cute. Emily's DM is getting full of juice.
No, wait, I posted on my Instagram story. I was like, if you don't have a big nose, don't hit me up.
Also,
I got so much engagement from a lot of people because they were like, I have a big nose. And I was like, it's not big enough. Sorry.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, Lucy came out. Maybe she's going to
come out like a couple days after Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, hi.
Oh,
she likes the Jewish people.
She likes Jews.
Good girl. Oh,
good girl, Lucy.
Lucy, you're an angel.
Oh, are you an angel, Lucy?
So what are things that you notice about a man when you can tell he's good at sex?
I think if he looks a little bit dirty.
A little unkempt.
A little unkempt.
Like frazzled?
Mm-hmm. Or he wears like a wife beater.
Mm.
Are they called wife beaters or white beaters?
Wife beater.
Right?
Yeah. Like a tank top? Yeah, wife beater.
Is it because people who wear those beat their
wives? I think so.
So what do they call them in the mall?
Tank tops?
Okay, a tank top.
Yeah.
And a wife beater.
Hey, pass me a wife beater, please.
An A shirt? I've never heard that in my life.
Never heard that either.
Okay, well.
But if you asked anyone
if he's
working
a
at
wife
the store.
Beater, he fucks well.
He fucks well.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, they got that look.
If they look like Pete Davidson and Timothy Chalamet in that one, like, yeet, skirt, that video.
Or just, if you look like Pete Davidson, if you are Pete Davidson, you are great in bed. If you, Pete Davidson, hit me up.
Okay, what else?
I think like a guy who can dance.
Yeah.
If he dances and I'm like, we're out, and he knows how to like move his body, but he's like, he's kind of like smooth with it. I'm like, ooh, he fucks. Like, he would make
love to me.
He
can do the worm. I'm like, all right, he's got it. He can do it.
Okay. Something that I know that he's good at having sex.
If he takes the trash out without being asked.
If he has a black card, I guess it doesn't matter. If he... If he dresses up to go to the Renaissance Fair.
Oh.
He fucks.
Great sex. Great sex. Honestly, this is going to be controversial, but I feel like if he plays video games, great sex.
There's a couple types.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely the negative type too, but also there is the positive. If they know how to throw a punch.
No. If they like have like toothpicks or like smoke cigarette, like they do things where they like know how to move their hands, like do tricks with their mouth and hands. You know what I'm talking about?
Like tie cherry strings.
Yeah, like if they're doing cherry that shit and they're standing there, they have that kind of energy. I'm like, they fuck well, and they know it, and they're assholes, and they probably have chlamydia. Definitely wear a condom.
I think if they're goofy, they normally can fuck well.
Oh my! I've fucked some goofy goobers.
Some goofy goobers.
I fucked some goofy and goobers, and they're awkward. It's like kind of like they don't got rhythm, and then you're just like, they make you laugh though, and you're like, that's okay.
Oh no!
Just having a goofy time.
Goofy goober time.
Yeah. Some goofy goobers.
All right, Trevor, what are some things that you're like, okay, that dude can fuck? Where just traits.
Or a girl can fuck. What are some things that girls do that you're like, I know she can fuck?
I was asked a question.
He was asked a question, god damn it.
He said he was asked a question.
I may have been caught off guard by it, but god damn it, I'll answer it.
He's going to answer.
All right, dudes who can fuck. right. If a dude...
Yell it.
If a dude has tight, like, white pants on, a dude can either fuck or he's gay.
No way.
True.
If I see tight pants, I'm actually thinking the opposite.
Tight white pants.
What? After Labor Day?
So the only dude you fucked had tight white pants.
I'll plead the bit. Okay. Three buttons down to start the night?
No, every dude wears three buttons down.
No, some dudes only wear one button.
We're in Miami. Everybody has five buttons down. Let's be fucking real.
People's shirts are off.
Yeah. They're hanging on by a thread, both men and women.
Okay. I think if he has a porn stash, he can fuck well.
I don't know. Porn stash from Orange is the New Black definitely could not fuck.
Okay.
But he was hot.
No, that's like a different stash. That's like... a Hitler stash. Not on Rosh Hashanah, Emily. God damn it.
A porn stash. I think if you have a mullet, you can fuck.
Oh, mullets. Mullets can definitely fuck.
If you got a mullet, stashes, you can fuck.
Porn stashes can fuck. Mullets can fuck. Okay, what are some things that men do that let you know they can't fuck?
To ask to split the bill.
That's so true. 100%. They're selfish lovers. They probably don't even eat pussy.
And he didn't even order dessert, so he's not going to get mine.
Yeah, a guy who has to split the bill won't eat your pussy.
No.
For sure.
What else? If he doesn't hold the door open for you, he's not going to hold your pussy lip ass open. And
yeah. They have to hold yours open because you have that fat pussy. And they're getting fucked and somebody has to like literally hold them open like it's like a hood, a car hood. She has a little stick.
You have to press the button and then lift that shit up. You gotta jack my pussy lips up.
I just open my legs and it's there.
Yeah, me too.
They throw them over their shoulder.
My pussy lips. They're fat. They're not long. What did I do to deserve this? I got a moose knuckle. Somebody said that to me on TikTok and I wanted to KMS.
Oh, I stopped making me laugh. I'm squirting.
You're making yourself laugh. Jamie's always like, I can't roast you. And then she's roasting me the whole episode. I feel like you're lying to yourself.
I didn't think that's roasting. Honestly, I feel like guys would love some pussy lips to throw over their shoulder.
That's what I call over the shoulder boulder holders. I stretch my pussy lips and that's my bra, bro.
Yeah, you use your pussy lips to hold up your... You use your pussy lips like to hold your tits up. It's like the thing Borat wears.
Except backwards.
But it's your big pussy lips.
Big pussy
my
lip.
Eyes
Wait.
Are so itchy.
Me too, dude. My contacts are so dry. Where's Athena and her eye wetting serum when I need her?
Oh shit,
somebody right. Squirt in my eyes.
I just like I mean rotate my eyes and okay, do you think like who could pee further if we peed standing up?
Okay, is this
we have no pants on,
well-fed bladder.
A well-fed bladder, a full bladder.
A full bladder.
How far could you pee outwards?
I got a good 15.
15? Okay, not even a guy's dick could do that.
Have you seen my pussy lips?
she like does it like one of the people who whistle through their fingers. She does that through her pussy lips. So it does the perfect like when they also do that little...
And then
with
somebody,
the water?
There's a fucking leprechaun at the end of my rainbow for the pot of gold, baby.
You got multicolored piss. I'd be like, there's something wrong there.
Yeah, I ate Lucky Charms the night before and now it's green.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Does that happen?
I give myself a kidney infection, so I start peeing blood, you know?
We took this a little too far.
I'm willing to go to lengths to win this pissing competition. And I will end up in the hospital. Trust, okay?
You think Greenpeace can help you pee further? What if you got, like, kidney stones?
That's even better. That's propulsion from the back end.
You
get that
so much pain.
Out.
She's screaming. Everyone's like, push.
I give birth at the same time because also I haven't gotten my period. So wait. Am I pregnant?
Wait, stop.
I haven't got my period. Trevor's face.
Oh God. I'm having an allergic reaction in my eyeball right now, and I'm all right.
Do we need a pregnancy test?
Is there an eye drop in that OnlyFans purse? It should be a little white thing with orange. No, that's a puff. That's a makeup puff for men. It's orange and white.
I think he's high.
Orange and white. That's a crystal.
It's a crystal, nothing more.
He's grabbing one item out at a time at horribly slow rates. The turtle does not win the race.
How pee can you fart?
Trevor, grab the goddamn eye drops.
Trevor, have you ever used an eye drop in your life?
Okay, apparently yelling doesn't help men respond. Trevor.
Can you close the bag?
Trevor, can you grab the eye drops? You're such a good boy, Trevor.
He said, hey, I don't think you're in here, baby.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
All right. It's okay. You join me on the squirt train over here. I don't know. I'm just like wet and it just, because I think my, like, I just got over my period. So my vagina is just cleaning herself out.
Okay. So I'm not pregnant.
Good for you.
I haven't had sex in 2 months. Does being fingered count?
That's a clip. Just that. I haven't had sex for 2 months. Does being fingered count?
I feel like it doesn't count.
And then you write the questions that keep me up at night.
But yeah, I think I'm going to go back to celibacy.
I feel like I'm not. I feel like I'm ready for a roster.
Ooh. I feel like you say that every 3 months. And then you're like, I'm in love.
Fuck you. No, I'm like, I try to build the roster and then like no one wants to stay on.
They're like, actually take me off the bench, coach.
Yeah, they're like, you know, no. I just like fuck people who don't live near me.
Same.
I think it makes it easier for me to fuck them. Do I have intimacy issues?
It makes it easier for me to emotionally disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 100% my intimacy issues. I'm like, oh, you're far away?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, because I don't have to see you.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's some serious deep-rooted issues there.
Well, no, but genuinely, it's not like even issues. Like, I don't find people I like near me. There hasn't been a single person besides, I guess, London boy.
Yeah. No, nobody in Miami is really.
And he lived like two streets over, which was crazy.
I feel like nobody in Miami has like pursued that. But I feel like other people outside of Miami have pursued.
It's always people out of Miami that like pursue us. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It happens like so much quicker. But it was weird because when we were in Boston, nothing happened. And we came to Miami and everyone was pursuing us. Now we are in Miami and it's the opposite.
Maybe it's when we're new meet. They're like, oh, I can get them. They're vulnerable.
Oh, they don't understand Miami.
And then we're in our home turf and we're like, oh, chill. And nobody is like, you know.
That makes sense.
Like sees us as potential.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess I have one guy who's like, I want to date you. Or he's seeing if he wants to date me.
In Miami?
No, not in Miami. In another state.
Of course.
So I'm like, what? All these guys in other states are like.
I feel like I have a guy in another state love bombing me.
Oh, the ones love bombing me in other states? So many. But then they like run away and like they're just so.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll flirt with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what you are and I know what it is.
Yeah, 100%. It feels good. That radical acceptance right there.
Mm-hmm.
I do have like this romanticized notion of like, you know.
We're eating chips, guys. I'm so sorry.
Sorry. Of finding love in a far off place.
Yeah, I'm like, someone's just going to fall in love with me from another state and be like, let's get married. I'm going to move to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, oh my God. Yes.
I love, like, enemies to lovers. So if anybody wants to be my enemy first, that would be really hot and super cool.
I actually do like that. That's hot.
Yeah. Like, I didn't like you at first, but now I like you.
It's, like, extreme hatred, though.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you suck, and then all of a sudden you guys have, like, great sex, and then you're in love.
That would be so beautiful. I need me a vampire man who I can fight against and then fall in love with.
But, like, what kind of enemies to lovers? Describe the scenario.
I'm picturing a political campaign. We're fighting against each other, trying, basically, scandal. I want scandal, but I fall in love with somebody on the opposite campaign. We have hate sex all the time along the trail. You know, we're slipping each other secrets occasionally to help the other person out. And then eventually I win, come out on top. He falls in love with me, you know, like, it's just beautiful.
What's wrong with us?
So many things. Should we start alphabetically?
She's adorable.
I'm going to get her.
Look at how goddamn cute she is.
You have to get God.
That's a magical love story.
Yeah. Or we live in separate kingdoms.
Mm.
It's medieval times. There's a moat with piranhas. It's Romeo and Juliet. Our families hate it, but we love each other. We have to pretend to hate each other. I have to date his best friend.
Emily read a lot as a kid, guys.
Emily's an autist.
Literally.
I love you.
All right. This was fun. This was a good episode.
this is great. We talked about a lot. Boys, girls. What did we talk about? We talked about a lot of stuff. Romance. Bodybuilders. Anal plugs. Our live show on October 25th, Miami Improv.
Buy your tickets.
And our show with Brittany Brave, who is headlining across the freaking country, where we are opening for her in Boston, October 8th. I already have some people going to that. I know you do too. So I'm very excited for that. Our triumphant return to Boston. We're eating chips. All right, guys, follow us on YouTube. Subscribe. Leave comments. We love the comments.
And send us your raunchy DMs.
Again.
Yeah,
that
I wanna
was
see,
fun.
I want to see your raunchy DMs. DM them, like, screenshots. DM us screenshots of your raunchy DMs, and we're going to read them.
Okay, fuck yeah.
Or bad DMs, like bad attempts to hit on you.
Or best pickup lines.
Yeah, also, guys, excuse me, we love you very much, and we love when you email us, but please don't email us dick pics.
Without consent.
Yeah. Like, I've opened my email in public, and then all of a sudden my entire computer screen is somebody's, like, nasty dick pic. And just don't email us dick pics.
We go out in Starbucks just like everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
Excuse me, buddy.
Gotta. But leave us a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and 5-star on Spotify if you love us. Thank you so much, sweet cheeks.
Love you, filthy stoners. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Gotta stop. She was eating the cord.